How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Good morning, Tanya Curry. How are you?
Very good morning to you, Kathy Kayla. What a lovely, lovely thing to talk to you.
Yes, it's lovely. Oh, I love speaking to you. How's it going? What's been happening in the news?
Oh, it's been very busy week, Kathy. I struggled to keep up, I must be honest. But I think the biggest story by far was one that had 1.2 million engagements this week, and that was the president being at the State Capture Commission. Did you watch it?
I did not.
Okay, you didn't miss a lot. I got very excited. I got out the popcorn, moved the TV into the bedroom, settled in to watch what was about to be riveting viewing, and I almost fell asleep. Pretorius asked about three questions, and it took 4 hours for the president to answer them in the roundest about of ways in day one. And then in day two, the whole thing changed. It was like that spell he had cast on the Zondo Commission disappeared. I mean, the first day was filled with laughter, and it was like two old men reminiscing type thing. And and yesterday was a powerhouse. I mean, Pretorius was at his best. He managed to get the president to admit that there's definitely something, a lot that's rotten in the state of South Africa. He insinuated that the entire ANC was captured by Zuma and no one had a free will during the last Zuma years. I'm still on the fence about that bit. He said the ANC deployment committee made some horrific appointments that were pushed through the system, like Anoch Singh and Brian Malefe. And Brian Malefe followed the president on the testimony, so that was quite interesting to see him squirm after that. Of course, Pretorius then addressed the CR17 bank statements. You know, this thing the EFF have been banging on about for I don't know how long. And Ramaphosa turned back and said that he never knew who donated and didn't know how much was donated by whom. Now, I don't buy that one, Kath.
No.
Like, this is a man that is absolutely synonymous with getting money. Okay, like this guy can pull money out of a hat. And you want to tell me he didn't know what kind of money he was drawing in when they were canvassing for him to be the leader of our country? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. He's returning next month, this time as the president of the country, because this is the president of South Africa. So he's returning next month, and we'll see a different conversation then as well. But it was very interesting, and certainly day two is worth the watch if you haven't seen it already. So that was the biggest story by far, and a little bit of an anticlimax, not going to lie.
Okay, what else was in the news?
Oh, it's all politics, my angel.
Oh, no, it's such a headache, really.
Oh, I mean, did you see this guy? So he got a 5-year suspension. You'll remember Mahamapelo. He's the guy that brought down an entire province to its knees. It was the Mahekeng protests. I don't know if you remember them. It was a year or so back.
Yes.
And people, the places were burning and people were killed. And it was an awful, awful time in our country. And this guy has now finally been suspended. His suspension comes with a punishment. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
His punishment is to be mentored by Thabo Mbeki.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, like, are we serious?
No,
here?
No,
I mean,
no. Tanya, it can't be a real story. It can't be.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, so, Kath, like, if you were offered 5 years of mentoring by Thabo Mbeki, I mean, okay, he wasn't the best president in the world, but I'd really be fascinated to learn stuff from him, number one, okay? And number two, like, is that a punishment? I think it's a punishment for Thabo Mbeki, let's be honest.
I think it's more of a corrective action. But the thing is, do you get a sense that there are double standards? You know, I was just reading this morning, News24 reporting that was News24 or ENCA, I can't remember, one of them reporting, Ace Magashule, the NEC is probably going to extend his period that he has to step down.
That, like, he has to decide.
Yeah, that he has to decide. Why? Why do you have double standards?
Why?
Apply one standard to everything. And what applies to one person needs to apply to another.
You know why? I'll tell you why, Kat.
Why?
Everybody is so scared that this is going to turn into a civil war. So, like, making bold movements, which should be, it should have been done years ago by removing Supra Mahamapela, by removing Ace Machashile, by gunning for those others that, that shouldn't be there, is just increasing the RET faction. You know, so you have Ace doing exactly what we've seen with Supra is what we should be watching with Ace. Because how this is going to be handled with Supra Mahamapela is exactly where Ace is going to go. And Supra Mahamapela was on national television last night, and he said that it should be a voluntary step aside.
Mm.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, we don't volunteer in this country.
I don't get it at all.
You know what?
Anyway.
Yes. Can I just say, just on this note, once we're talking about it, I was thinking about it, and I've been following the whole SAA story, not just as a taxpayer, but also as, aviation enthusiast. So it's, I'm wearing two hats when I'm looking at SAA and the SAA story. And, you know, when you save an airline, so you're taking tax money from South Africans and you're putting it into something that the great majority of South Africans will never get to use. The average South African will never get to fly on SAA.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense.
None.
I'll tell you another one that doesn't make any sense is these Cuban engineers. Like, what on earth is that about? So you fly these guys in with all this fanfare to fix our engineering problem, which we don't have because we have skilled workers here who can do it, okay? And then when they get here, they're not qualified. So they came here to South Africa for
to do internships. Came to do the internships, yeah.
Exactly. And we paid for that. So, like, why do we pay for that? Like, the only thing I can think of is money laundering. Just none of it makes sense that I say that out loud.
So can I tell you what really doesn't make sense? Tanya, go and Google Cuba. Cuba has a bigger water problem than South Africa.
Hello.
And the story that they're selling us is that they're coming here as experts.
I mean, come on. Yes, in medical field, perhaps. But, like, I've never heard of that. But anyway, so that was the biggest farce. I'll tell you what cheered me up, though, was the Lebola refund story. Did you hear this one?
No.
So get this. So in Zimbabwe, it's now been ruled, okay, that if you pay Lebola for your wife and she cheats, you get a full refund.
Ooh. Okay.
I like that.
And what happens to her? She also gets mentored by Thabo Mbeki.
Fair enough, I suppose. Fair enough. I wonder what happens if you cheat. Anyway, but never mind. We'll leave it there. They're double standards, everyone. And then, of course, the Oscars, my octopus teacher, that also cheered me up. It won an Oscar, and that was very good. And
I haven't heard one positive response about the Oscars this year. Anyone who watched the Academy Awards had not one nice thing to say about it.
But it is just rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah. I do think. I don't think that it's...
like beauty contests. We're sort of over it.
Yeah, I think we're completely over it. It used to be something, but now it's not even... Oh, gosh. Tanya Curry, I have to leave you right
here. Thank
you, my darling. But it's been awesome speaking to you. Thank you very much. And I look forward to reading your article and your report, as we do every week, on the Chai FM website. Thank you so much. God bless.
Have a lovely weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Just okay. Bye.